This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage of the trial of Alex Murdaugh here on the 1st of February, 2023. We now return you to the courtroom for part number three.
You may proceed.
Thank you, I'm going to circle back to what's already been admitted to States 294. And this is the text message report that you produced, sir.
Yes, sir.
And this is under seal. And we're just going to flesh out a little bit that text conversation with Megan Kimbrell, just for a little more context. Lines 10 and 11, can you tell us what's indicated on those two records?
Yes, sir. On line 10, it shows that it was...
Actually, I'm sorry, I'm going to stop you. Let's read line 11 just to keep it chronologically in order. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Line 11.
Line 11 shows that it was an incoming text message on June 7th, 2021 at 8:29:06 p.m. And the message says, "You didn't send me any movie recommendations."
And the contact associated with that incoming text?
It's from Megan Kimbrell.
Okay. And when was that text read?
It shows that it's being read on June 7th, 2021 at 8:29:17 p.m.
Okay. We're saying about 11 seconds of it arriving on Paul's phone?
Yes, sir.
All right, and let's look at the line above that, line 10.
Line 10 shows it as an outgoing text message from Paul Murdaugh to Megan Kimbrell that on June 7th, 2021 at 8:29:36.
Okay, and what does that text say?
That said, it says, "Ha ha, I didn't have a good one."
And again, that's to Megan Kimbrell from Paul, correct?
Yes, sir.
Paul's phone. All right, let's look at lines 9 and 8. All right. What does line 8 indicate?
Line 9 indicates that it was a text message sent from Paul Murdaugh's phone to Megan Kimbrell on June 7th, 2021 at 8:29:48 p.m. And it says, "Wills May."
Wills what? I'm sorry?
Wills might.
Now it's now going to text, correct?
Yes.
All right. And in line 8, what does that indicate?
Line 8 shows his incoming text message from Megan Kimbrell on June 7th, 2021 at 8:30:10 p.m. And it says, "OMG."
All right. And that was an incoming text from Megan Kimbrell?
Yes.
And when was it read on Paul's phone?
It shows it is being read June 7th, 2021 at 8:30:13 p.m.
And just so the jury understands the context, those are text messages in the same conversation that they heard about from Megan Kimbrell, correct?
Yes, sir.
And just to refresh, so the circle's complete, let's look at lines 5 and 6 again. And line 6, is that a text that was sent or outgoing to Megan Kimbrell?
It shows it as an outgoing or sent text message.
And what does that message say again?
It says, "Ha ha, kidding."
All right. And then line 5, what does that indicate?
Line 5 shows it as an outgoing or sent text message with a body or the text message saying, "Star was born is the move."
Okay. And that was at 8:48:05?
Yes, sir.
And that was an outgoing text from Paul, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then, well, we talked about these texts, but real quickly already, at line 4, at 8:49:29, is that an incoming text?
At 8:48:29, it's an incoming text message.
From who?
From Megan Kimbrell.
All right, and that says again?
"No, I need something happy."
All right, and then line 3, is that an outgoing or incoming text?
That is an incoming text message.
From who?
It's from Megan Kimbrell.
What does that say again?
It says, "Don't like watching sad movies."
All right. And So those are both incoming texts. And when were those texts read again?
They were read on June 7th, 2021 at 8:48, 59 p.m.
Okay. And so going back to line 5, just so it's clear, in your investigation, is this the last outgoing text from Paul's phone?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that's at 8:48:05, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. A moment ago, we were discussing State's Exhibit 295, correct?
Yes, sir.
And this is a timeline report from Paul's phone, correct?
Yes, sir.
And that thick, how many hours again does that cover in Paul's timeline for the night of the murder?
I set the timeline parameters beginning at 6 p.m. on June 7th, 2021, to end at midnight on June 7th, 2021, but the timeline stopped short of that.
Okay. What time does the timeline stop?
The timeline stops at 10:34:23 p.m.
Okay. And I think you previously testified about that time. What is that 10:34 p.m.? Indicate to you what happened at that time.
There was a power event. The phone had gone dead and turned off.
And I'm going to show that. That's line 901. And that's the final log entry from June 7th, 2021, correct?
Yes, sir, correct.
And you testified. What is your interpretation of that log entry?
When I looked at that, it was a power event where the phone had gone dead and turned off because the battery life ran out.
Can you tell for certain whether the phone was simply turned off or did the battery die?
It appears from what I looked at it, the battery died.
Okay. And that's line what again?
That is line 901.
All right. And so that means in this particular report, there's over 900 log entries, correct?
Correct, in just this report, yes, okay. Sir.
And we're not going to go through it line by line, but I'm going to hand this back to you. I'm going to ask you some questions. And we previously discussed a lot of what is contained in this report is location data. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, did you personally take all those lat longs and plot them somewhere?
No, sir, I did not.
But you provided that location data to other law enforcement agents or agencies, correct?
Correct.
And specifically, to your knowledge, has it been provided to the FBI?
Yes, sir, it was provided to the FBI to do some mapping with the location data.
Okay. And do you recall who in the FBI did that?
I believe it was Agent Wild.
Okay. All right. But let's make some general observation on what you see in that timeline. We see a lot of location data. Take a few moments to look through that timeline and just in an overall picture, what is that phone being generally used for? What is being done on that phone in a general impression?
It appears that on this phone, based off of this timeline, that there are calls being made, text messaging being done, Snapchat's being utilized, social media type things with Snapchat, and the text messaging and calls.
And when you look at that usage, would you say it's sporadic or almost continuous?
It's a lot of continuous usage. Like I said, I pulled it from 6 p.m. and it ends at 10:34. So in the matter of about 4.5 hours, it's over 900 entries on here.
Okay. I'm going to direct you to time about 8:44, and you can take a moment to find it. 8:44 p.m. And I want to see if you can find, I believe there's an entry for the camera. And it's a little after 8:44, but there's some change in seconds.
Okay.
Yes, sir, I see it.
And what's the exact time on that you see?
It says 8:44:49 p.m. on June 7th, 2021.
Okay. Actually, so what does that camera, we'll show this in a moment. What does that entry indicate to you?
That the camera was being utilized. It was an application usage, so the camera was being utilized or beginning to be utilized at that point.
The camera was turned on?
Yes.
Okay. And I want you to look at the next page, or maybe the page after, and see if you can find a corresponding log entry that would show that the camera was turned off.
Yes, the camera shows it was turned off at 8:45:47 p.m. on June 7th, 2021.
Okay. I'll show this to the jury if you have a look. And I believe what you're referencing, can you see that, sir?
Yes, sir.
And that is line 820. Do you see that?
Yes, sir, I do.
And we see a 8:44:49, and that's a start time, correct?
Yes, sir.
And we see the camera turn on, correct?
It shows the camera with the application usage log shows camera. Yes, sir.
Okay. And then below that, at line 822, we see some location data. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
And I know you didn't plot every point on this report. Did you plot that particular point?
Yes, sir.
And where did that, where was that location?
It was located near a red roofed building on the property on Bozell Road.
Okay. And why don't you write that time down again? At line 820, just write that time, 8:44:49. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's look at line 828. What do you see there, sir?
That shows the end time for the camera at 8:45:47 p.m.
Okay, write that time down. I think you know what's coming.
Yes, sir.
How long was that camera on?
That camera went, 1 second, let me carry that.
Take it up.
It went for less than a minute.
Okay.
About 50 seconds, roughly.
Okay. I'm going to hand this report back to you. And I'm just going to have you again look through it and see if you can form an opinion. Starting at, remember the text series we just went through with Megan Kimbrell and the text from Rogan at 8:49:35?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you flip in that report to basically at 8:49?
All right, I have it.
All right. So starting with the outgoing text to Megan, or excuse me, with the red text from Megan, which were read at 8:48:59. Why don't you go ahead and review the rest of that report? And I want you to tell this jury whether you see anything in that report that would indicate to you that that phone is being actively used by a human being. Thank you.
No, sir, I do not.
And you previously testified that Paul's battery was at 2% at approximately 8:49 p.m., correct?
Yes, sir.
But you testified that the battery actually didn't die until 10:34, correct?
Yes, sir, correct.
Almost a little over an hour and a half later, correct?
Yes, sir.
And would that indicate to you, in your opinion, that that phone did anything except for some potential minor movements than just sit in a single location that entire time?
Correct. I see no other movement on there, recorded steps or applications being used, such as social media.
Which brings me to this. We'll show you State's Exhibit 296. Let's see if you recognize that, sir.
Yes, sir, I do. Okay.
All right, and what is that?
This is an Axiom report that I prepared from Magnet Forensics, recording the health database for Paul's phone.
And at this time, I say move to enter Exhibit 296.
Previous objection, Your Honor.
This will not be under seal, Your Honor.
Can I see it?
Yes, sir. Let's look at a few of these. Okay, I'm going to show you record 43 and 44. Do you see those, sir?
Yes, sir, I can.
All right, and what are those two records indicate? Let's try to keep it chronological, so start with 43.
43 shows that the phone recorded 105 steps. Starting time was June 7th, 2021 at 6:54:21 p.m. Ending time is 7:03:49 p.m.
All right, and record 44, what does that indicate?
Record 44 shows that the phone recorded 208 steps. Start time of June 7th, 2021 at 7:14:13 p.m. Ending at 7:22:19 p.m.
All right, record 45, what does that indicate?
Record 45 shows steps recorded on the phone of 139 starting June 7th, 2021 at 7:25:03 p.m. and ending at 7:34:47 p.m.
Record 46, what does that indicate?
Record 46 shows the phone recorded steps of 171 beginning June 7th, 2021 at 7:35:10 p.m. and ending at 7:41:43 p.m.
Record 47, what does that indicate?
Record 47 shows steps recorded on the phone of 89 beginning June 7th, 2021 at 7:45:27 p.m. and ending at 7:55:11 p.m.
All right, can you see record 48?
Yes, sir. It says steps were recorded on the phone of 140. Start time is June 7th, 2021 at 8:15:55 p.m. and ending at 8:21:45 p.m.
Okay. Record 49. What does
Record 49 indicates that 283 steps were recorded by the phone beginning June 7th, 2021 at 8:32:25 p.m. and ending at 8:42:11 p.m.
All right. There's a couple entries after this, but chronologically, I'm going to have you review this. They occurred prior to 8:42, correct?
Yes, sir, they do.
And we'll show those to the jury real quick. All right, record 50 and 51, what times did those steps occur at?
Record 50, the time started was June 7th, 2021 at 8:05:46 p.m. and ending at 8:15:24 p.m. Record 51 shows starting time of June 7th, 2021 at 7:55:44 p.m. and ending at 8:05:28 p.m.
So chronologically speaking, those two events occurred prior to record 49, correct?
Yes, sir, correct.
We'll go back to record 49. I'm going to hand the report back to you. As you testify, those steps ended at 8:42 and 11 p.m., correct? Record 49.
Yes, sir, correct. They ended at 8:42, 11 p.m.
All right, and I'll give you a moment to review your report if you'd like. Did any other steps, were any other steps recorded on Paul's phone after 8:42, 11? P.M.
No, sir, I did not see any that were out of order.
So after 8:42:11 p.m., did Paul's phone move it to any significant degree in your opinion? Or was it walked anywhere to any significant degree in your opinion?
In my opinion, I did not see any steps recorded on the phone, so it was not in motion or somebody moving it or holding it and moving.
Now, you testified that the steps aren't necessarily 100% accurate, correct?
Correct.
So is it possible the phone moved a short distance during that time, correct?
Correct.
And a few steps may or may not have been recorded if the phone had been moved after 8:42:11, correct?
Correct. It's possible.
But in your opinion, was that phone walking anywhere any significant amount of distance?
No, sir. I did not see any recordings of that.
And it's tough to quantify significant, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is.
And I'm not going to ask you to give us a precise number, because do you know a precise number?
No, sir, I do not.
But in your opinion, can that phone move a short distance and not record steps?
Yes, sir. Since it's not 100% accurate, you may have one or two steps that don't get recorded. Usually, if it's a large amount of steps, if you're 15, 20, 30 steps, it's going to record that.
Okay. All right. We're getting to the end here, to the gov. One quick thing I want to go back and cover. Let's talk about Maggie's phone real quick. And you previously testified that you saw that orientation change on Maggie's phone between 9:06, it starts at 9:06:12 p.m., correct?
Yes, sir.
And it ends at 9:06:20 p.m., correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And that indicated, you previously testified, that someone had that phone in their hands during that time, correct?
Yes, sir.
However, you also testified that there is one other possibility that could explain how an orientation change could record on a phone, correct?
Yes, sir. If it fell like down steps or something like that, it was on.
Okay. And you also, I believe, testified that if a phone tumbles end over end in some way, that could potentially record orientation change, correct?
Yes, sir, if the phone's on. And
don't leave the witness.
If a phone falls and tumbles end over end, could it potentially record an orientation change?
If the phone is on and unlocked, it can record the orientation change.
If the phone is thrown and tumbles end over end, could it record an orientation change?
It would be hard to do if it's off. If the screen display is off and it's not unlocked, it would be hard to record that.
Okay. In theory, it is possible.
In theory, I'm sure it's possible, yes, sir.
And in your opinion, is that likely?
Usually when phones, if you're holding a phone, you take your phone, unless you move it, if you take your phone and it's sideways and you lay it down on the table, it's not going to record an orientation change. If it's in portrait mode and you set it straight down and don't turn it over the end, it's not going to record the change. But it is possible.
In your opinion, if someone throws a phone with no other manipulation, could it be thrown a short distance without recording an orientation change?
Yes.
All right. Now, one thing we haven't talked about with Maggie and Alex's phone is one other review you've done of these phones is those phones have a lot of photographs and videos on them, correct?
Yes, sir, correct.
And you've reviewed, I don't know if you've reviewed them all, but have you reviewed a substantial portion of them?
Yes, sir.
All right. And did you find anything on Maggie or Alex's phone that was relevant to the investigation on, at least on June 7th of 2021?
Yes, sir, I did.
On Maggie or Alex's phone?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, not on Maggie or Alex's phone.
Okay. At least in relation to the events of that night, was there anything recorded on Maggie or Alex's phone that was relevant that you found?
As far as video recordings or photograph recordings, no.
Okay. All right. Paul's phone, did you conduct a similar review?
Yes, sir, I did.
And did you find anything that you consider relevant to what occurred on the night of June 7th at Mosul?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay. And in fact, we've already referenced it, haven't we?
Yes, sir.
When we looked at Paul's timeline, we saw an entry of Paul's camera coming on, correct?
Yes, sir.
And I think you wrote the time down, but if you can't find it, we can get the report out again. But what time did that camera come on?
At 8:44:49.
Okay. And how long was that video again?
It was roughly 50 seconds.
And when did that video end?
At 8:45:47.
And you're certain about that?
Yes, sir.
Why are you certain about that?
Because I reviewed the video for looking at the length of the video. It compared it to the length of the camera time that was on. Also, too, there was data recorded in the video because it was taken with the phone that had GPS coordinates along with a description of the phone that took it.
Okay. And you're telling this jury today that you're certain that that is when that video was recorded on Paul's phone?
Yes, sir.
And as we referenced, when we're looking at that timeline, there's location data associated with that video as well, correct?
Yes, sir, correct.
All right. And where did you plot that location data?
It plotted to Mosel Road to near a building that had a red roof on it.
Okay. I'm going to show you what's been marked as State's Exhibit 297. Do you recognize that, sir?
Yes, sir, I do.
Right. What is that?
It is a CD that contains a video on it. It says Kennel Video has States 297 on there, along with my initials and the date of 1/30/23.
And have you reviewed the contents of that CD?
Yes, sir, I have.
And what is the contents of that CD?
It is a video I found on Paul Murdoch's phone. The video looks like inside maybe a kenneled area with a fence around it and a dog, I believe to be a lab, where he's trying to take a video of the tail of the dog.
Okay. All right. And that's what you see in that video.
Yes, sir.
What do you hear in the video?
You hear three different voices in the video. You can tell, because they're so different, you can tell that they're different voices.
All right. Now, are any of those voices known personally to you?
No, sir, they are not.
Okay. At this time, State would move to enter Exhibit 297 into evidence.
The previous objection,
it's debated over objection.
All right, and at this time, State's going to publish that video. It is not under seal. What time is that video recorded again, Lieutenant Duff?
The camera begins at 8:44:49 p.m.
And ends when?
At 8:45:47 p.m.
Nothing further from the state.
Cross-examination.
Good morning, Lieutenant Dove. My name is Philip Barb. I represent Mr. Murdoch.
Good morning.
I'd like to get to a timeline as soon as possible, but first I want to go over just a few things we've been talking about. We talked about reading text messages when they're sent and when they're read.
Yes, sir.
Is it possible to see the contents of a text message without it being marked red?
Yes, sir, it is.
And how would that be?
If you have a notification on your phone on the lock screen that would show a text message, depending on how long the text message is, you could see the text message and read most of the content without actually opening it and reading the message.
And we talked about the battery on Paul's phone. It was down to 2% when that last text message was marked as read. Is that correct?
It was in that time frame, yes, sir.
And is it reasonable that someone whose battery is down to 2% might curtail their use of the phone?
It is possible, yes, sir.
We've talked a lot about orientation changes, and I think there was some discussion right before we saw that video about orientation changes. And I think we should go into some detail about exactly what that means. So, I'm going to show you what's been marked as Defendant's Exhibit 38. And do you recognize that, sir?
Yes, sir, I do. It appears to be part of the Knowledge Seed database with some tables changed up because it's so large to make it more readable.
And a Knowledge Seed database for whose phone?
At the top it says Maggie Murdoch's phone.
And you talked about the Knowledge Seed database a little bit yesterday, but maybe just to refresh, what is that?
Knowledge Seed database is a rather good-sized database. It records a lot of information inside your phone. It can be orientation changes. It can be whether a phone's plugged in to a wall, to a car. It can record such things as applications, if they're launched sometimes in there. It's a variety of things. It can record battery. It's part of the power log too, where it'll record the battery usage as far as the percents.
Your Honor, at this time, a defendant would offer Exhibit 38 into evidence.
As a state.
No objection.
It's admitted without objection.
And please publish to the jury. And can we go to the last page? And sir, if you please turn to the last page.
Yes, sir.
Is this is not a list of everything in Knowledge C, correct?
Correct.
This is just showing orientation changes.
Correct.
And is this showing all the orientation changes in this database in Maggie Murdoch's phone?
For the time frame that it's set up, as far as June 3rd, 2021, it ends on June 7th, 2021.
Do you know if Maggie Murdoch's phone had any orientation changes in the Knowledge C database before June 3rd?
Nothing that I remember seeing.
If we turn to the very last orientation change, do you see that? Has date recorded 9:06 and 22 seconds?
Yes, sir, I do.
And that's on June 7th?
Yes, sir, it is.
Is that the last orientation change before the phone was recovered by law enforcement the next day?
According to what I looked at, that's the last one I saw.
And where was the phone recovered?
I'm not exactly sure. I wasn't at the scene. I know it was not recovered near the kennel area, but exactly where, I wasn't there, so I'm not sure.
I mean, are you aware that it was recovered from the side of the road into the woods about 15 feet?
I've heard that, but like I said, I was not on the scene, so I can't say 100% I was there to see it.
What I want to ask about here is we have three different dates and times for this one orientation change, and I just want to understand what each one means. So the first one, date recorded, which is at 9:06 and 22 seconds, what does that mean?
That's when it recorded the orientation change.
So would that mean that that's when this line was written in the database?
Yes, sir.
So the start time for an orientation change, what does that mean?
It's when it started to record that an orientation change was happening.
Okay, and then I see the end time would be when it ended 8 seconds later, correct?
Yes, sir.
What does that mean for an orientation change to take 8 seconds?
That it was in that position.
So is it taking 8 seconds to go from portrait to landscape?
No, sir. It's recording that it was in that. It did not show that it changed. If it's in portrait, it didn't show that it changed from portrait to landscape or from landscape to portrait. It shows it was in that position for that period of time.
Okay. So, and then over here, this number, there's numbers that are 0 and 1. 0 would be landscape and 1 would be portrait, correct?
Yes, sir, correct.
So we have here, this is the last orientation change before it's recovered, and we have a start time and an end time of 12 seconds to 20 seconds.
Yes, sir.
And do you recall that there was an incoming phone call in that time period?
Yes, sir. There were incoming phone calls around the 9:04, 9:05, I think at 9:08. Also, or a text message around then.
Do you recall that there was a phone call between 9:06 and 12 seconds and 9:06 and 20 seconds?
Yes, sir, I believe there was.
And who was that call from?
It was from Alex Murdoch.
So during the period of this orientation change, there's an incoming call from Alex Murdoch?
Yes, sir.
And so during this period, the screen is on, correct?
The screen would light up once the call is made, yes, sir.
And it's ringing. Correct?
I'm assuming it would be yes, sir.
Okay. We'll come back to that when we try to flesh out a little bit of a timeline. The next thing I wanted to ask you about I will show you what's been marked as Defendant's Exhibit 41. You recognize that, sir?
Yes, sir. This is another table from the Knowledge C database.
It's actually, isn't it the same table, sir?
Well, it's part of the same table. It's actually the other one contained the orientation. This one contains apps.
I mean, this one contains, let me ask this. When you, under stream name, do you see Siri UI?
Yes, sir, I do.
And do you understand what that is?
Yes, sir.
Okay. At this time, Mr. Marta would offer Defense Exhibit 41 into evidence. Your Honor.
No objection.
It's admitted.
And published. So this looks similar, and we see that it says Siri, and there's things that say begin and end. What does UI mean?
It stands for user interface.
And so we see here the user interface is starting and stopping at these various times. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And what on Maggie's phone, what would typically trigger the Siri user interface?
It could be several different things. If it's set up with Siri where there's a word that you say, you know, Siri or whatever you choose to say, it could activate it when it's listening. It could be hit the button, the power button to activate it. It could be several different things.
And hitting the button, is the button on the side of the phone?
Yes, sir.
If that's pressed and held for a couple of seconds, it comes on?
Yes, sir.
And I want to turn, do you know who a man named Al Johnson is in relation to this case?
Yes, sir, I do.
And who is he?
He is a private investigator that does digital forensics, retired from the FBI.
And did he do work on this case?
Yes, sir, I believe he did.
Did he do analyses of the phones in this case?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever seen those analyses?
I have not seen his completed reports, no, sir.
Okay, have you seen his Axiom reports?
I have not seen all his Axiom reports, no, sir.
Let me ask this. When you looked at the steps and the time periods for the steps on the on Maggie's phone, Paul's phone, well, let's just talk about Maggie's phone and Alex's phone. Did the steps after 9 o'clock, say, did they ever go together? Were there steps happening on Alex's phone at the same time as Maggie's phone?
I would have to look at the two reports because I looked at them singly, so I would have to put them together to compare them.
Okay, well, let's find them.
This morning. 284 and 290. 284 and 290.
And mark this date's 284. That it is 284. Oh, it's been admitted as it's 290. And sir, just to understand the question, is there anything indicating that Maggie's phone and Alex's phone were moving together in those reports?
Let me look to see, compare the times. No, sir, it doesn't appear so.
Okay. If the same person had had both phones on them and one of the phones was recording a significant number of steps, would you expect to see the same number of steps or something very similar on the other phone?
I would expect to see steps on both phones, yes, sir.
And you would expect to see those steps over about the same time period?
Yes, sir, give or take a minute or two for entry into the database.
And then you would roughly expect to see the same number of steps on each phone?
Yes, sir, within a few.
Are you familiar with a timeline prepared by a special agent, and I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, Rudovsky, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Did you assist with the preparation of that timeline?
I reviewed it early on. I have not reviewed anything in the last week or two on it.
Well, let me ask about that early on, but not within the last week or two. That the case has been investigated, you know, for since 21. So, were you assisting with that until a couple of weeks ago?
He provided me copies of it previously when it was in a working draft copy, just to verify that he was interpreting the information from my reports onto it correctly.
And now turning to Alex Murdaugh's vehicle, it was a Chevy Suburban. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And did you do any work regarding the electronics in that vehicle?
No, sir.
You had no involvement in anything with that vehicle?
As far as processing the data, no, sir. I just took the items that were seized from the vehicle, as far as the infotainment center, and prepared them and sent them to the FBI to be processed.
Have you ever seen any of the results from the FBI processing?
Yes, sir, I have.
Okay. So now I want to turn and start going through some of the text messages on Maggie's phone. We will. Maybe a little hard to read, sir, but do you recognize what's been marked as Defendant's Exhibit 54?
It appears to be a report for iMessages, SMS, and MMS messages.
And is this a report you prepared?
No, sir, I don't recognize this report.
Are you certain about that, sir? This was produced in the extractions. This is the Axiom report. With bookmarked.
Yes, sir, but I did not prepare it like this.
It's a web page on the computer, correct, sir?
Yes, sir, it's an HTML page.
And then this is just a printout of that?
It says print this page at top, so I would assume that it is, yes, sir.
Sir, can you read under source, say on the third entry?
On the third entry of source? And, yes, sir.
You see where it says CCRED, and then it says Red Network Local, and then slash, and root, and dove, your name. Do you recognize any of that?
Yes, sir. That's the file path for our evidence server with this item, the extractions contained.
Your Honor, at this time, I would offer Defendant's Exhibit 54 into evidence.
No objection.
It's admitted.
So this is, could we please publish? And could we zoom in so that the left side of the screen is a little larger? Zoom in so the left side of the screen is larger and visible to the jury. That's good. Now, Lieutenant Dove, the times in the time column here are UTC, so we'll need to subtract 4 hours from them. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, and this is a listing of text messages that Maggie Murdaugh sent or received?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. So this the second entry there, what's the time for that message?
The time it shows the message sent time is June 7th, 2021. It shows it at 7:55:26 p.m., but to correct it to Eastern Standard Time at that point would be 3:55:26 p.m. That's with minus 4 UTC.
Okay, and is this incoming or outgoing message?
This records it as a message that was sent.
And does this message say, can you read the message?
It says, T.Y., I'm waiting at doctor. Alex wants me to come home. I have to leave door open at Edisto, but trust Mexicans to shut and lock for me. His dad is back in hospital. The last doctor claims no cancer, it's pneumonia.
Okay, and does this continue on to three? Or let's just continue. Can you read number three?
Yes, it's hard to tell where it separates on this report, but there's two emojis, and it says, Alex is about to die. Hope he doesn't go down there to sleep. Alex needs to take care of himself as well.
And what was the time on that one?
That text message was June 7th, 2021. It shows it at 7:57, 16 p.m. To correct to UTC minus 4 would be 3:57, 16 p.m.
And then if we come down to number 5, that's an incoming message from Mr. Murdaugh, isn't it, that we looked at before?
Yes, sir.
And what does it say?
It says, how's your doctor appointment, or APPT.
Okay. And if we go to the second page, and number 6 there, is that an outgoing message?
It shows it as a received and read message.
Okay. And what does it say?
It says, yes, he does. He told me he was tired when he left. I hope they can treat Mr. Randolph at least to make him comfortable.
Now the next one, number 7, is that a reply to the how was your doctor visit message?
Yes, sir, it appears so.
And what does it say?
Waiting as usual.
And number 8, is that an outgoing message?
It is a sent message, yes, sir.
And what does it say?
It says, I'm scared for him and Alex and all of us.
In the context of these text messages, you understand that to be referring to Mr. Randolph Murdaugh's medical condition?
Yes, sir, I do.
And what's the time on that?
That time is June 7th, 2021. It shows at 8:06, 43 p.m. To correct it to minus 4 UTC would be at 4:06, 43 p.m.
Okay. And number 9, what does that, is that incoming or outgoing?
It shows it as a received and read text message.
Okay. And what does this text message say?
It says, I know, just pray about it and hope he gets a little better. Alex and you really need to relax. Always being on the go with little to no sleep is not healthy. Remember that I have a doctor's appointment in the morning in Buford. If I get done early, I will go to Moselle. I'll let you know.
Okay, let's skip down to page 4, which I believe will be our next message from Mr. Murdaugh. And we're looking at number 18. Is this an incoming message from Mr. Murdaugh?
I believe the juror raised his hand.
Yes, Your Honor. We're having a little difficulty seeing this. If they could blow it up just a little bit. It's a little small part, please.
Can't see the small print.
If we could make the message text in particular for the date. Yeah.
Your Honor, I would ask the court to please ask the jury if they can now see.
Can you, is there anyone who cannot see?
Proceed. Line 18, who is this text message from?
The text message, it shows the client, or the chat ID is 1-803-942-1227.
Is that Alex Murdaugh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what is the time of this message?
The time of this message is June 7th, 2021, 11:05:55 p.m. To correct to minus UTC is going to be 7:05:55 p.m.
Okay. And what does the message say?
Paul says you were getting petty. Call when you get done.
And there are two exclamation marks after petty, correct?
Yes, sir, correct.
Showing some, and petty, you would understand here to mean pedicure?
Yes, sir, to the best of my knowledge, it is.
Now, number 20 would be the next text message from Mr. Murdaugh, and what is the time on that?
The time on that, on the paper, it's June 8th, 2021, at 1:08:58 a.m. To correct the time to minus 4 UTC would make the day June 7th, 2021 at approximately 9:08:58 p.m.
And what does this one say?
Going to check on M, be right back.
And then finally, number 21, I'll just ask, is this at 9:47 and 23 seconds p.m.?
Yes, sir, once it's credited for the UTC.
And what does this say?
It says, call me, babe.
And who is it from?
It's from the same phone number of 1-803-942-1227, and that phone number is for Alex Murdoch.
To ask about that 908 text message, because I think the state talked about that a bit. Let me ask this. Do you know when that text message was actually displayed on Maggie Murdoch's phone?
I would have to check the report to see if it actually shows the display time or when it recorded in the log. But I believe it was the 908 mark.
I'll come back to that. Let's talk now a bit about the timeline from about 8:50 p.m. to 9:08, right? Very narrow and get into some real detail on it. And if I could have an easel. I'm going to ask about some times, and you may need to refer to the reports. If so, let me know, and I'll hang them up.
Yes, sir.
And I'm really talking, well, let's first just talk about Paul's phone. We established that it locked at 8:49 and 1 second. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And it did not unlock again?
Correct.
And it was at 2% battery?
Yes, sir.
So we don't really know much about what happened after that time. From his phone, do we?
Just what was recorded in the logs. Mm-hmm.
Was anything recorded in the logs after 8:49 and 1 second?
Yes, sir. It's still showing that it was some activity going on as far as like GPS coordinates, things of that matter.
When was the last activity? Let me rephrase that. When was the last activity indicating human use of the phone?
Was the time that it was locked.
Okay. And so we don't know what the person with the phone was doing after that. We can't tell from the phone, can we?
I can't tell if a person was using the phone. It doesn't appear so, but the phone, because it was still on, was still running things in the background.
Okay. Now I'm going to talk a lot about Maggie's phone. So on Maggie's phone, was the display off from 8:49 and 28 seconds to 8:53 and 8 seconds?
That sounds right. I'd have to verify it with the report to be 100%.
Okay. Do you have the report on hand?
No, sir, I don't.
I just handed you what's been marked. Oh, it's been admitted as state 283, which is the timeline report for her phone.
Yes, sir.
So is that correct, that time period for display off?
Could you repeat the time so that I can verify it, please?
Okay, it is 8:49 and 28 seconds is the display goes off. Is that correct?
Give me 1 second to get to it. 8:49 and 28 seconds.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. It shows that that's the end time of the display on.
Is there an orientation change at that time, too?
It shows an orientation change at 8:49, 28 seconds, goes to landscape. So there is the same time.
And 2 seconds later, is the phone locked?
It said 8:49, 31 p.m. It shows the start time of being locked.
Okay. Our next event at 8:53:08, does the display come back on?
Yes, sir, it does.
The phone is still locked, but the screen is on. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's what it's showing.
And is there an orientation change at 8:53 and 12? Four seconds after the screen came on.
Yes, sir. It goes to portrait.
And we have in this, kind of starting at this time period, starting at 8:53:15, with Apple Health, don't we have her walking some distance?
Yes, I believe so. I believe we recorded some steps then. I would have to refer to that report.
Please do.
Yes, sir. It starts at 8:53:15 p.m. recording 59 steps and ends at 8:55:32.
Do you have any way to know the distance that covered?
No, sir. It just says it recorded 59 steps and it shows on there a duration in minutes, which is approximately 2.29.
Is the distance, is it on the phone? Is it available to be found?
As far as distance, as far as in yards or?
Meters.
I have seen it in meters, yes, sir.
So that information has been recovered? How many meters those steps covered?
Yes, sir. When we extracted the information, it would have been part of that.
And was that 31¼ meters?
I would have to look at, it's not on this report, on the Axiom report, it doesn't put it down in meters, it just does it in feet. I would have to look at one of the other reports or look at the extraction to know exactly how many meters it is, but it does record in meters.
And at the end of that walking period, or about 4 seconds before, when does the screen turn off next?
I show a display off at 8:53:28 is the start time of that. And then the next display off is at 8:53:44 p.m.
Well, let's stick with the 8:53:28, it went off, correct?
Yes, so that shows the start time of it being off.
And did it come back on 4 seconds after that?
Yes, sir. It comes on at 8:53:32 p.m.
Now, the exhibit I previously showed you about Siri. When's the last activation of the user interface for Siri?
The last one shows that it started on June 7th, 2021 at 8:53:20 p.m.
Okay, so it's during this period of walking?
Yes, sir.
And we covered previously that holding the side button can trigger that.
It's one of the things, yes, sir, that could trigger that.
Now, the screen had gone off at 8:54:32. Is that correct?
At 8:54:32 was the end time of the display off.
I apologize. 8:53:44, it came on, correct? The display went off, and then it went back on at 8:55:04. Is that correct?
Let's see. I show display off starts at 8:53:44. It ends at 8:55:32. display on at 8:55:32. Mm-hmm. Is when it starts with the display on. And then it shows that ending at 8:55:04.
So at 8:55:32, the display comes on, and 2 seconds later is a camera application used.
At 8:55:32?
At 8:50, I'm sorry, at 8:54:32, the screen comes on.
Yes, sir.
2 seconds later, the camera is activated. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Was the camera activated from the lock screen? In other words, the phone was not unlocked to get to the camera.
It doesn't appear that there's an unlock sequence, but I would imagine not, just based off of that I don't see the unlocking.
Is there metadata in the Knowledge C database that would allow you to determine whether this was activated from the lock screen?
There may be. I've never looked that far into it to see if that's there.
So the screen comes on, the camera's activated. It stays on for how long?
It comes on at 8:54:34 and goes off at 8:54:35, so approximately 1 second.
Okay. And we're still in that walking period, correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, 5 seconds later, we have an orientation change.
The orientation change to landscape begins at 8:54:40. Yes, sir, approximately 5 seconds.
So in a space of 6 seconds, 8 seconds. Screen came on, camera opened, closed, and then orientation change. So a lot happened in that 8 seconds.
I don't know that the camera came on. I know that it was showed in an application usage log. Whether somebody activated the camera to use it or not, I don't know that.
And then when did the display go off?
It shows display off at 8:55:04 p.m.
Okay. And there was an orientation change then too, correct?
Yes, sir. It went to portrait.
And did the display come on again shortly thereafter, 28 seconds later?
Yes, sir. At 8:55:32 p.m.
And then it went off and it stayed off until 9:03, correct?
Let me find the end time for that display off. Yes, sir. The display went off at 9:03:52 p.m.
So, and then what we would have after that would be some incoming calls that go unanswered until we get to that orientation change at 9:06. Is there anything else happening on the phone?
There's other things that are recorded in the logs, because it will record in the logs that it received a phone call. So you get that, you get the phone calls in there.
And it shows, the phone call, when was that?
It shows a phone call at 9:04:23 p.m.
And I think we had previous testimony that that was from Alex Murdoch, correct?
Yes, sir, correct.
And then we have the final orientation change at 9:06:12. Which has a start time of 9:06:12 and an end time of 9:06:20, correct?
Yes, sir. That's when your orientation changes to portrait.
And in that time period, you have another call from Alex Murdoch, correct?
Yes, sir, at 9:06:14 p.m.
And then another one coming in at 9:06:51. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
And then the display after that goes off.
Yes, sir. It goes off at 9:07:00 p.m.
And that text message we talked about earlier at 9:08:58, did the screen come on when that came out, or did it just stay off?
It looks like when the display off ended was at 9:31:44 p.m.
Okay. Is that when that text message was actually delivered?
It shows text message received on the phone at 9:08:58 p.m.
That wraps up the third part of our coverage of six pieces today, and the coverage of Alec Murdoch and the trial of his charges of first-degree murder against his wife and son. More coverage to come. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.